Q&A, guys. Exchange podcast 7.
Let's get straight into it. First question is from Abraham. Given what you learned at this present time, what advice would you give your 21-year-old self? Similar to kind of what we had previously, okay, but so I like this about 21.
Yeah, so if I'm 21, I will tell myself, look, go out and enjoy life. Go out vacation. Go out see the world. Like, I'm 43. I haven't even seen Europe. I would go out. Business is always going to be there. If you got the drive and you got the passion, you got the purpose, it's going to be there, right? But experience life. Go out and you don't even have to go to Europe. Like, go anywhere you want. And that's one of the things I definitely regret not doing in my 20s, or even my 30s, or even in my beginning of my 40s. So I gotta start doing that. But 21-year-old Sunil, going on holidays.
Next question is from Luke. How old were you when you decided that you wanted to run a business?
Probably 23. I started a little later. But that's because I became an investor in a business before I became a business owner. Well, becoming an investor, I automatically became an owner. And then when I had to take that company over, anyway, I'm not going to get into detail with that one. Yeah, 23. I took it. Passed. It's passed. My main thing here is, no, here's the thing. When you invest in a company, right, it has to be like, I had, not only did I have my time in there, I also had my money in there. And I actually left my job halfway through. I was like, okay, I'm done with the work. And I like the business career. And I like what's going on here. I like when I can make things happen and I'm someone in control. So I took over my business partner at the time. He wasn't doing anything. He had his 9-to-5 job. He was cushy and happy over there. He was paying his bills and... like I say, jack of all trades, master of none, and it definitely showed for him. And that was the magazine company, right? He wanted to be the editor, he wanted to be the photographer, he wanted this, he wanted that. All at the end of the day, all the guy wanted to do was build his own resume based on my money, right? And clearly that didn't work for that long, and I ended up folding the company, and that was it. And from that point on, then
how old
I was
were you?
Looking at...
How old were you now?
Mid to late 20s, I would say, around there.
So that was before that you decided you wanted to kind of have your own thing?
It's, well, probably about a year before that, I was kind of thinking.
Right.
If I have to go back to, like, real entrepreneurship without having a corporate, and when I'm talking about that, I actually had a corporation then, right? That was, like, legit, straight up legit. But I would say probably early 20s is when I was... repairing vehicles in my parents' house, where I was living at the time as well, right? So Dad lost it on me when I was fixing a car there. And I didn't understand until later. He's like, look, there's no insurance here at the house for this kind of stuff. If a jack collapses and crushes your leg, like, what's going to happen? Dad, it's not going to happen. Well, yeah, it might. Right. Like, if you don't tighten a bolt and it goes on the street and, you know, the bolt comes off and somebody gets in the accident, there's no insurance there. Oh, I'm a good mechanic. Don't worry. That's not going to happen. Like, you know, all these things. And then now I realize, because I know the insurance side, I know liabilities and everything else. Like, fuck, this is not good.
I think every entrepreneur in some sense probably goes through that at some point, right? When you're young.
Taking a photo and it doesn't work out well.
Yeah.
Minus is not a wedding. Minus not somebody's wedding. Right.
Well, yeah,
you know, you can do something, you can come back, but this is like, you know, something can happen, like a brake, you're not tightening something up and they hit the brake and doesn't stop and you're gonna go and hit another car, hit another person, kill somebody. It's a little different. There's always gonna be risks, and you know that I did not take that risk. Well, I wanted to take that risk, I just wasn't allowed to take that risk just because of living in my parents' house.
So about 23, you think?
23, actual business, probably 25 is when I incorporated and did the...
But when you decided, about early 20s?
Yeah, early to mid-20s. I don't know exact time there.
Okay. From Nelvin, what's a social media trend that needs to go away?
Faking it. Let's see, one of them. Like, stupid pranks. Like, sure, it's funny, but people get hurt on some of that stuff. And, like, bullying. I'm not a fan of that shit, man. You know, somebody bullies on comments. Like, you get to an age where...
I mean, those aren't almost trends. Those are just characteristics, though, but of people. But I mean, true yes, enough. They shouldn't be going away.
But I think there's a lot of people that just go in there just to bully people.
I guess it is trendy to be a bully at the time, yeah. To be a troll, as they say. All right, from Roberto. Name one piece of advice that shifted your thinking or changed your life.
Measure twice, cut once. That was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one. And that meant to me, I just took that in a different way. Like, you know, listen twice, speak once. Or, you know, you have 2 ears and one mouth, right? Listen more than you talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know, those things stuck. Because if somebody's talking and I have a response right away, it's like, I don't know the whole answer. I don't know the whole... I don't understand everything. So sit there, just kind of listen to everything. And yeah, it just made me realize that not only in business but in personal life, I gotta listen twice to before I even say anything or comment. You gotta get both sides of the story or their full story before you even comment.
It's from Nick. Is it a requirement to be passionate about your business?
A requirement? I don't think it's a requirement. I think your heart just tells you if you're passionate about that. You get... The way I look at it is, if I wake up in the morning, I'm excited to do that, and I'm excited daily, then that's all I need. I don't need anything on top of that. If I'm waking up in the morning and I have, oh man, I gotta go in, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, like, this sucks, like, this, then what's the point even showing up?
So it's not a
for me, there's no requirement. It comes down to the heart. It comes down to the head.
I'll add something. If you want your business to be successful, is it a requirement to be passionate about your business?
I think so, or else you're going to... when another passion comes, you're just going to start chasing that.
Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, what career did you want?
Oh, man. If I got to go old school now, I want to be a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Because of Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this show, right? Yeah, you got the General Lee, and you got, I don't know, he just, you know, driving around and bush and all this stuff. That's what I wanted to be. And then my parents bought a farm. Right? It was a rental property, and we went there a couple of times, and like, this is not my life, man. And then all of my, it just changed from there. And then the longest...
So you want to be like a cowboy / like country... Like,
no, I just
like cowboy. When I think of cowboy, I think of gunslinging, horse riding, you know.
No, I wanted General Lee, man.
Yeah, you wanted to be.
I wanted that. I wanted just like, you know, driving around having fun and, you know.
No, you wanted to be a redneck.
Yeah, yeah. True enough. I guess so. Until I went there and like, nah, this is not for me. And then for the longest time, it was. Well, I always wanted to be in sports, but I knew from a very young age that that's not going to happen. First of all, I think, well, the sports that I like, Canada didn't have anything with it. Like, football wasn't even big here. Basketball was nothing. We didn't even have a team back then. So I knew, you know, there's no way I'm good enough to even make that, even go play in a competitive college or anything like that. So I knew that from day one, but I enjoyed playing. Maybe firefighter for the longest time until I realized I was scared of heights and I needed. You can't be scared of heights when you're a firefighter.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, just imagine like climbing up here.
Yeah, fuck, I know.
Right, like that's crazy. Like,
what?
And here's my thing. Like, I actually went to the info session and I went through all of it, and then I was talking to the person that recruits, right? So I'm like, look, man, I'm terrified of heights. He goes, look, do you have access to a house? I'm like, yeah, my parents own a house. Sit on the roof. Just get used to it. You know, this is something that you'll get over. And sure enough, I did that a couple of times. And I'm like, okay, this is not for me. Because I automatically think that if something ever happens and I have to climb up 10 floors or eight floors, even 2 floors, mm-hmm. right? And I can't save somebody? Holy shit, that's gonna affect me for the rest of my life. And I realized this in my early 20s. And I said no. 10 years later, I was talking to another fireman. I was just talking to a fireman. And I told him the story. He got up, shook my hand. He goes, thank you. I'm like, why? He's like, because there's so many people like that come into the field here and they put my life in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm running inside and fire is going crazy and things are collapsing, I want to make sure that somebody's in there to grab me. And he goes, I'm 6'3", 6'4", whatever he was. He was a big guy, like 250 pounds. He's like, no 80-pound person or, you know, 120 is going to pick me up and carry me out. Like, I want to be safe when I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, thanks for not taking him. Like, I did it for you, bud.
Yeah. Right? You know, this is, like, these people are going towards that in a confined space, yeah. You know, and they need, yeah, like you said, they need to know that you've got their back.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pumped with stuff like that. I actually, I'm not going to say I'm going to enjoy it, but I like when chaos is happening,
mm-hmm.
right? But chaos where I can't step in and help somebody, mm-hmm. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, climbing the stairs, going up there, and automatically in my head, I'm thinking about 9/11, you know, that building's coming down, like, all this stuff is going through my head.
Yeah,
like,
that's what they do is amazing.
Respect for these guys, man.
Yeah, so absolutely. Much respect. Next question from Corey. I'm stuck. I'm a small business owner that owns a computer store for the past 6 years. I have several side hustles as well as selling golf carts, flipping things, etc. I'm a 24 years old currently. My business has been very successful and now is at the point that is self-sustaining with a consistent small monthly growth. I feel like I have reached my peak with my computer store and I am looking to open something else and go a different route. I have so many ideas and they are all eating me alive. I am stuck. I know I need to do something, but I just can't figure out what it is. I listen to business podcasts and other mentors to help guide me as best as possible. A few of my ideas are trampoline park / indoor go-kart track, retail stores, open a restaurant, buy into a franchise, or the biggest idea that I am considering, opening more computer stores in different cities or franchising my one store. Any suggestions for me or advice? I feel like I'm thinking too small. I need to be thinking corporate and not small business.
Corey, I know. You're 24. I don't think you even tasted a lot of things. I would, if I was Corey, if I wanted to keep that computer store, I would actually transfer that over into a digital store and run it that way and keep that one location, right? Grow it digitally so you're actually getting orders online. Expand it that way, get a manager to run everything, and go out and test out different things, right? Go work for somebody for, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months in the trampoline business or in, you know, so what was it, sports gym or something? What was the other one?
Go-kart track, trampoline park.
Yeah, go test retail all that stores. Out, right? Have the money coming in from your computer store and test other things out and see what you want to do. You're young. You're 24. A lot of life to live. A lot of different businesses to do.
So when he says he's thinking, he feels like he's thinking too small. He needs to be thinking corporate and not small business. Would you agree with him or would you say
look, you are corporate already at the end of the day. You got a business. You're a corporation, right? I'm assuming that he's thinking bigger. He mm-hmm. wants bigger numbers, mm-hmm. right? You find bigger numbers on what you want to do. I think that computer business for him, if something that he doesn't want to do, and it sounds like he doesn't want to grow that business.
Yeah.
Right? Seems like he wants to get into something more fun, and I think he's got adrenaline, and he wants to test something else out, and why not? Go test it out.
If he's not passionate about the computer store, but maybe it's the most viable business for him right now, and potentially long term, would you say that it would be a good idea to just kind of nurture that a little bit, even though it's not your passion, to have the money coming
in? Yeah, give it to somebody else. Like, find somebody within the organization that you know and trust and that can handle it. If not, hire somebody to run it, because this will add some capital to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got something going there, and then test out other things.
Next question from Lindsay. What do you do every morning to create your ideal mindset for the day?
I think positive every morning. This is something that came from my mom. When I was younger, I got up in the morning. I was, I don't know, typical Sunil talking shit. And she's like, when you do that kind of stuff, you have a negative mindset for the day. Well, for me, it wasn't for the day. It was for a long time. She goes, just change that, you know, wake up, smile, and think good things, and it changes your day. And I continue doing that. Just positive mindset. Do I have like do I go to the gym? Do I wake up? Do I meditate or any of that thing? No, I get out of the gym. I wake up in the morning. I reach over to see my phone, see if there's anything that I need to deal with right away, and then take a shower, get ready, and you know, do some more work, and then until it's time for me to leave. And then for me, whatever the hardest thing is, I try to take care of it right away in the morning, first thing in the morning. If not, before noon.
I think I heard Gary Vee say, someone asked him, what's your morning routine or whatever. He said, I wake up, grab my phone, take a poop, and get out the door as fast as I can.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. His resume, yeah.
Yeah.
But you say, talking about just being positive. Like, it's like, okay, it's one thing to tell someone, just be positive. Just be positive. Wake up,
complain.
Be positive.
Don't complain.
Don't complain.
Don't complain.
So not complaining is the key to being positive.
It's part of it.
It's one thing you can do to increase positivity.
I guess. It's like, oh man, this food is so spicy. Oh, I can't even handle it. Like, oh man, this food tastes good. It's tasty.
Yeah.
Right? Just, you know, like small, like tiny things like that. It's like, oh man, the water's so cold. Well, take a cold shower. Get used to it. Let's see what happens, right? And I look at things like that. I'm out of coffee. Oh, great. Stop to drink tea. Just instead of complaining about one thing, just
change mindset.
Change mindset, which is very hard.
I think that's probably more just habitual practice, right? Mm-hmm. Like doing, like you say, do it for the little things, and over time that bleeds into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last question for today. Where'd she go? I lost.
Well, here's another thing about positive. What happens is when you're positive, people around you start to become positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how that works. So even if I do one thing and then I look around like, not one thing today, but like continue doing the same thing over and over again, people change their mindset too. Either they like it and they stick around, or they hate it and they'll walk away. But you added something.
Mm-hmm.
It made somebody smile. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Last question from Matt. What's something that everyone, absolutely everyone in the entire world can agree on?
We're going to die? We got to pay taxes?
Some people don't agree on that one.
The taxes part? Yeah. Loving your kids. Right? Even if you don't have it, I think that a lot of people, you know, kids sometimes will be animals, other ones will be...
I'll play devil's advocate here. I would say that not everyone's going to love their kids, though. I don't think everyone can agree on that. Some people don't love their kids.
In the beginning, at one time.
At one
time.
When
they were born. The first second they looked at them.
I would even argue that.
Oh, Dylan, man, don't bring your parents into this.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. No, but I think what you said about death, I would agree with that, personally. I'm not going to get too negative with the parentship, but I think that we can agree on is that, yeah, we're all going to die.
We're going to pay taxes. Two things that's guaranteed in life.
Some people don't pay taxes, though.
Yeah. Look, everyone pays taxes. If it's not income, it's they go to the store, they got to buy something, there's taxes, there's GSTs, there's gas tax, there's all this stuff. It's, one way or another, money's going out there.
I don't want to get into this more. Yeah, that's all I got for you on that note. Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to answer the last one. I think death is the only one that we can guarantee on there.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I would agree.
You would agree.
I would agree.
You would agree. Yeah. I know. I wanted to say if you don't work out, if you don't take care of your health, it's gonna affect you in the long run. That might be, but then again, I look at some people that I know, and it's not there.
Yeah.
Right.
Smoke and drink, and they're still fine. Like that kind of a thing, you mean? Like,
yeah.
People who just don't treat their body well, but they're still living
exactly
happily. Yeah. It's a tough one. It's a tough question.
It is a very tough one.
Because that's why I'm trying to get to the point. Is it's very subjective. I mean, yeah, most people love their parents, but some or love their kids. Some don't. Yeah, I don't even know what I would say. I think that's a good one. Is death is that we can all agree we're going to die.
On that note, until next time, guys. Thanks for listening.